Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that excels when all others simply PowerPoint. I'm your host, Pete Pollack, and this week on the show, all about Eve, a movie that could have just as easily been called The Two Faces of Eve, but they were probably saving a variation on that for later on. So they called it All About Eve. What did I think of Eve and her movie? I'll tell you right after this. This is a good film. I really enjoyed watching this movie, and I plan on watching it again. And so that probably gives you an idea of the kind of review that I'm gonna throw out here. But so if you're pressed for time, you can probably hang up right now and just go buy this film, or rent it repeatedly. But please don't, because I have more to say. I always have more to say. I like to get my little vibe out there. The thing that is great about this movie, in my opinion, is the dialogue. The plot is decent, the characters are decent and all that, but the dialogue rocks. And the reason it rocks is because no human being ever has talked this way in real life. Okay, they just don't. But they should, because it is filled with sarcasm and multiple levels of meaning, and people are snide. They have little digs at each other. They have digs at themselves. They have wry commentaries and observations on life. I mean, it's amazing the stuff that comes out of these people's mouths. And like I say, nobody actually talks this way. That's not really a knock, though, because, I don't think anybody really talked like Shakespeare wrote their dialogue. People didn't speak in iambic pentameter in the 1500s or anything like that. But it's a fascinating film, and you watch these people just go at it, and it's a lot of fun. It's a drama, but I had times when I laughed out loud just because you catch the meaning of what somebody said, and it's awesome. So the basic plot of this is that it's about theater people, theatricals, and what they go through. And it opens with Eve, who's the youngest person to ever win this really prestigious theater award. And she gets the award, and the narration basically takes us immediately back in time to her humble beginnings. And her humble beginnings are basically somebody hanging out outside the backstage door where this famous actress is playing in a play. And the actress is Margot Channing, played by Betty Davis. And she has Betty Davis eyes, of course. And Betty Davis, Betty Davis's friend brings her in one night, sees her standing there, brings her in to meet her idol. And Betty Davis takes a liking to her, and the next thing you know, she's the female Cato Kaelin. She's moved into Betty Davis's house, and she's doing little errands for her. She's kind of living on Betty Davis's dime, and everybody's happy, and everything's great, and everything's going well. And as time goes on, old Eve, or young Eve, starts to get a little single white female on Betty Davis. And she doesn't go psycho, and she doesn't pull out knives and start stabbing people and whatnot, at least not physically. But she does start playing the game pretty well, and she decides that she wants a career in the theater just like Betty Davis's, just like Margot Channing's. And she's going to do what she needs to do to get that. And all the while, she's got everybody snowed as to what a wonderful, pleasant young lady she is, and how helpful she is as she slowly starts to take over Margot Channing's life and maybe replace her. Who knows? So, you've got a bunch of different characters in here. Betty Davis is playing the aging actress. So she's got a lot of worries about the fact that she's like 40 and, you know, she's past her prime. She feels like they're still writing parts for her that are, you know, like 25 year olds, 24 year olds. And, so she's going through a lot of, you know, self-loathing and, introspection. And then you've got her boyfriend who's way younger than she is, who, you know, Eve suddenly, surprisingly takes an interest in. And, you've got all these different people, scattered around, producers and writers and whatnot, all these theatrical types. And, they're all buying into the Eve mystique. And, some of them, not all of them probably, but many of them are learning a little lesson in the process. And Eve is great because you like her, but then you start to see her, you learn a little bit more about her, and you're like, whoa, she's a tough cookie. And not all that, you know, not everything that we've heard is you know, upfront about her. So I am recommending this movie, strictly, well, largely, because like I say, the plot is good. Well, we've seen similar things in other movies, you know, probably before and certainly after. But the dialogue, man, it is just, it's rich and fun and entertaining, and it's worth the price of admission all by itself. So check out this movie if you get the chance. I really liked it, and you know, pray that someday we all live in a world where people are this clever when they're talking to each other. You know, sometimes you, well, the internet is probably not going to help us achieve that, but you know, we can hope, right? Maybe our kids will end up in that world. Anyway, that's my review. It's definitely a buy it. Go out and get this movie. It's all about Eve, and I liked it a lot. Next week on the show, An American in Paris. Story of an artist living in Paris. Go figure. That's never been done before. Actually, this is probably a good movie, because, you know, Gene Kelly lives in the City of Light and enjoys the patronage of a well-heeled, amorous American gallery owner. So, kudos to him. All right. So we'll see what it's like, and I'll review it next week. I'm Pete Pollack. I am your host. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. You can always reach it at bignoisybug.com. Email me at movies@bignoisybug.com. It's a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire, and I'm going to get this done before the song ends. I'm sure of it. Have a nice week.